Hey guys, and welcome to this new podcast of mine, The Future of Learning. My name's Lloyd Dean, and I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about the background of the podcast and how we got there. Quite literally, and in more ways than one, this whole process has been a bit of a car crash, but let me expand upon the why with that. So a bit of background about me. So I'm head of digital and innovative learning with a large corporate organization. I've been involved with education, learning, training, whatever box we want to put that in, for around 10 years, originally starting in the further education environment, moving forward and becoming a teacher, then a teacher trainer. So for me, I mentioned about putting things into boxes. Whatever we do in learning, the principles don't really change. So you might think things have been going well for me over the last half a decade, and that's not quite the story. So literally one dark and stormy evening, about 4 years ago, I was involved in the car crash on the motorway whilst travelling home from work. A nice plummet into the central reservation, followed by a mad rush to get myself out of the car and dodge vehicles that decided not to stop for me. I'll stop with the details there though, because that's not really the important part of the story. Let's just say life was rather pallid. Let's fast forward 6 to 9 months later, and I noticed some peculiar things happening inside of me. When I was near a door that closed, it felt as if a loud bomb went off. If I was walking in the streets and someone rode past me on their bike, I'd jump out of my skin. In the middle of the night, I would wake from a night terror in a cold, horrible sweat. As I found out, if you keep calm and carry on, as the saying goes, these things really don't sort themselves out, and I later found myself avoiding certain activities that brought me much joy, such as driving, later socialising, because of fear and anxiety. I found out later on I was experiencing, and I use that word experience on purpose, post-traumatic stress disorder. Late in the months of 2017, I decided to make 2018 a year where I would raise awareness of these issues and try to inform others with the aim of helping. I selected the Movember Foundation as they raise money and awareness for testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and mental health awareness. On my website, there's some more information about the charity work I do. But the podcast itself, in my opinion, is something that I actually do on a regular basis. I just don't record it and I don't edit it. I have questions I ask of others on a given topic around learning technology. So for example, what could artificial intelligence do? Where would you start on your augmented reality journey and so forth? But I also get asked questions around strategy, impact, learning technologies, roadmaps, and many other questions such as how do we innovate? How do you build up an innovative team and so forth? And in all of these conversations I've had with these great people, I've wondered, what if they were recorded? I think it might help others on their journey as well. It was only after coming the personal adversity that I've mentioned already that I now have the confidence to share this idea with you. The final link to be made with all of this involves the relationship between my charity campaigning and the podcast. It's my goal to generate some sponsorship for this podcast. So you might well hear introductory advertisements or sponsors. And I want to be really clear about the objective and the motivation for this. Firstly, only sponsors that you hear will be brands and organizations that I truly believe may be able to offer you value. So there'll be zero chat about Walmart. And 100% of the sponsorship, that's 100% of that sponsorship money, whether it's £2, £20, £200, whatever, 100% of it will go to my Just Giving charity page, absolutely none going elsewhere. What I've just said about my personal background there might well appear as a simple narrative, but it's taken me a long time to really build up the confidence to say those things and merge this idea together. The Future of Learning podcast aims to provide insight and expertise on various topics related to learning and learning technologies. As I've mentioned already, you might be exploring some technologies and want to know where to start. The format of the podcast itself will be slightly different to others in the sense of the vast majority of episodes will include experts, questions from me to the experts. I don't consider myself an expert. I consider myself as someone who needs to ask the appropriate and relevant questions. So I'll be learning with you, the audience, on each episode, and each episode will be distributed weekly. As you're hearing this introduction, I've already got four to five episodes ready to go live. And whilst that's great from an administrative perspective, I've actually come to realise that my style of hosting will have to and naturally will evolve. As I said, I'm learning myself. Now, I hope you can be patient with me, but I do believe that what I make up or maybe lack in podcast experience, I can make up with the questions I'll ask to each guest. And in turn, hopefully you'll benefit from the insight. Now, look, If you've got this far, I hope you're looking forward to listening to the podcast. I want to thank you for your time. Feel free to get in chat if you want to be a guest, if you want to sponsor an episode, or you just want to provide me with some feedback. Thank you.